It appears more destruction from the Biden administration is on its way. This time, truckers are in the crosshairs as their industry stands to be devastated by a new EPA regulation. Despite Americans already feeling the pain of his policies, Biden and the EPA press forward on its latest rule to decimate the U.S. trucking industry, sending consumer goods prices soaring. The fallout resulting from these rules will affect more than just the trucking industry, leaving more job losses and higher prices due to more transportation costs. And it's all in the name of saving the planet. I'm Gary Franchi. You want the top news every day? Hit subscribe and turn on your notifications. On Tuesday, December 20th, climate communists struck again when EPA Administrator Michael S. Reagan announced the final national clean air standards to cut smog and soot-forming emissions from heavy-duty trucks. Despite their claims of protecting public health in underserved, overburdened communities, the new rules ignore the actual impact this will have on these communities by making them pay more for essential goods like food and consumer items. It's clear this current administration has no regard for balance or for common sense, only for what their political allies demand. In fact, one of the administration's radical environmentalists, Dana Johnson of We Act for Environmental Justice, opened the EPA announcement. Watch.
As was noted, I'm with We Act for Environmental Justice, and our mission is to ensure that people living in a community of color or an area of low income have an opportunity to contribute to the decision making around policies and practices that will benefit us from a public health and an environmental perspective. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here today for the release of this new rule to decrease NOx pollution from heavy duty trucks. In New York City in Northern Manhattan, where we are housed, where we are headquartered, 5 of the 6 bus depots for the city are in our community. And so any opportunity that we have to reduce air pollution by improving our standards is much welcome.
The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule on Tuesday in what I call environmental fascism. The new regulation imposes stricter emission standards on new heavy-duty vehicles, dramatically raising operating costs for truckers with the claimed benefit of reducing air pollution. Many are frustrated with the government's decision because it shows no regard for the actual financial burden this will place on individuals and businesses attempting to move consumer goods around the country. What should have been an attempt at finding a valuable balance between environmental progress and economic profit has instead become a heavy-handed overreach. As EPA Administrator Michael S. Reagan says, it will save lives and reduce kids' absence from school and Americans' absence from work, since big bad trucks emit dirty smoke. Watch.
I'm so proud to announce that EPA has finalized the strongest ever national standards that will reduce smog and soot-forming nitrogen oxide emissions from heavy-duty vehicles and engines. Because of our collective work, this rule will result in widespread air quality improvements across the United States, especially in communities near major roadways that are overburdened by air pollution. The standard will begin with model year 2027 and is the first comprehensive national nitrogen oxide standard for heavy-duty trucks and engines in more than 20 years. This rule is historic, and it's a game changer for people all across this country. EPA engaged with a variety of stakeholders, including impacted communities, tribal, state, and local governments, environmental justice organizations, labor groups, to deliver the most ambitious standards swiftly and in accordance with the law. These national standards are as strong as possible, will take effect as soon as possible, and will last for as long as possible. And the benefits of this action will exceed its cost by billions of dollars, saving lives, reducing emergency room visits, and preventing days lost at school and work due to illness.
Environmental justice right there. Daily Caller notes that large trucks, delivery vans, and buses manufactured after 2027 will need to reduce nitrogen dioxide emissions by nearly 50% by 2045. That's according to the new EPA rule, which is more than 80% stricter than the previous regulation. 80%. According to the rule, truckers will be required to phase out diesel-powered vehicles and use electric vehicles instead. However, the compliance costs associated with such rules could crush an industry that is not ready to go electric. According to a senior policy analyst with the Independent Women's Forum and former chief of staff for the Environmental Protection Agency under the Trump administration, she says it's an overreach that is indicative of this administration's tendency to set aside balance to achieve the goals of activists that they are politically aligned with. It's going to squeeze out the mid-size and smaller trucking companies because they're not going to be able to afford to purchase the new, extremely expensive equipment required to continue to do what they do. Todd Spencer, president of the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, spoke with the trade publication Freight Waves, and he stated if small business truckers can't afford the new compliant trucks, they're going to stay with older, less efficient trucks or leave the industry entirely. Once again, EPA has largely ignored the warnings and concerns raised by truckers in this latest rule. Climate communists who are pushing through these EPA rules with no regard for the real impact it will have on consumer goods and the U.S. trucking industry need to be held accountable. This goes beyond merely overreach, but it's a clear indication of the administration's tendency to prioritize activism over balance. The EPA has claimed that their new rules will protect public health, particularly in underserved and overburdened communities. Yet they refuse to account for how consumer goods prices will soar and decimate the small business truckers. These new compliance regulations could even mean that many truckers can't afford the newer trucks and must stick with older, less efficient models or simply leave the industry altogether. This makes it all too obvious that this rule was not thought through, leaving the most vulnerable paying for more goods than ever before. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. Let's talk more about spending time with friends and family to catch up over the holidays, because there's nothing like it. However, with all the traveling and downtime, it's easy to lose track of what's going on outside and in the markets. There's no need to worry about it anymore, thanks to Noble Gold Investments. Earlier this year, they launched a YouTube channel devoted to precious metals and finance. To help you understand what's going on, you'll find short videos in everyday language. Watch the most trusted channel in gold and silver by subscribing today at the link in the description. We'll see you at the next report. For the next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.